What is up, and welcome into the Locked On Chargers podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Wade, joined as always by David Drogemeyer and John Kegley, my two co-hosts, three writers from San Diego Sports Domination, San Diego's top sports blog, who have been covering the Chargers for three seasons now. But this is our first with the Locked On Chargers podcast, bringing you your team every day. Well, guys, we have a fun show to do today, because the Pro Football Focus released their top 101 players of the 2018 season, and five Chargers made the list, including three Chargers who were back-to-back-to-back on the list, which was a little odd to see. But so we're going to get into the first two, the top two highest guys on this list, which are Desmond King and Derwin James. And then in the second segment, we're going to do Phillip Rivers and Keenan Allen, who were third and fourth on the list. And then the last segment, we're going to talk about Melvin Gordon, who made his way onto the list, and also talk about who we think could make this list in the 2019 season. But first, I have to start with just kind of laughing, because everyone knows more than likely that the Alliance of American Football started this weekend. There's eight teams out there, and we got some football after the football season, but the only thing that you need to know is that there are some former Chargers that you get to root for a little bit, including three of the Chargers kickers from last season are now in the AAF. So I don't know if that speaks well, John, for the kicking game in the AAF, but it was funny to see Nick Rose, Young Weku, and Nick Novak all in this league.
Kind of mind-blowing, because I can understand Nick Novak. Nick Novak wasn't bad. Well, we gave him up for Josh Lambeau. And Nick Rose has a powerful leg, was just kind of inaccurate at some points, but also was not the worst kicker we ever had. But Young Weku, how does this guy have a job? And the even best part is, if you're listening to this Charger podcast, you're probably also rooting for the San Diego Fleet, and Young Weku is playing against the San Diego Fleet this weekend.
Yeah, and you probably remember Mike Bercovici, a backup quarterback in the preseason a couple years ago. It was the starting quarterback of the San Diego Fleet, and he already lost his job. If you haven't seen the hit that Mike Bercovici took in his first game, you have to look it up. It was just an insane hit that would be an absolute flag in the NFL today. But it wasn't in this one. So if you want hard hitting, I mean, they showed you a little bit. But let's get into what we need to talk about, and that is this Pro Football Focus top 101 players list. Pro Football Focus is one of our partners, and we love looking at the information that they provide, getting very in-depth and giving a lot of analytics that you wouldn't see on most stat websites. But let's start with the top two guys, including the number one player on the Chargers in Pro Football Focus grades and the number one Charger on this list, and that's Desmond King, the slot cornerback for the Chargers and, according to Pro Football Focus, the league's preeminent slot quarterback at the moment. King simply doesn't allow many first downs. On his 78 targets this past season, only 22 went for first downs. 81 quarterbacks allowed more first downs in their coverage this season than did Desmond King. So, David, Desmond King is number one on this list, coming in at number 28. What do you think about that?
Well, seeing as Desmond King had a 90-plus Pro Football Focus grade, which is in the elite category, it does not surprise me that Desmond King is the highest rated Charger on this list. He had another phenomenal year, and also added to his versatility, becoming one of the better punt returners in the game as well. So the more hats that you can wear, the more in your tool belt, the more valuable you are going to be. And Desmond King is very steadily increasing the dollars on his next contract with his phenomenal play the first 2 years he's been in the league.
Yeah, and the 90 grade you're talking about was in coverage. Yeah, he had a 90 grade in coverage, which is elite. Had an 88.2 grade overall, which is second amongst all cornerbacks. And he's also the second corner on this list behind Stephon Gilmore, who you saw what he did to the Chargers. Probably should have got the MVP in the Super Bowl for what he did in that game as well. John, what did you think about Desmond King ranking 28th on this list and being the first among all the Chargers?
Well, let's look at the class he's basically in. If you go three players in either direction, either above him or below him, you have guys like Alvin Kamara, Adam Thielen, Andrew Whitworth, Saquon Barkley, Julio Jones, Tyreek Hill. He's in that same class of guys, right in the middle of all of them. So what a compliment it is for him to be up there, and he definitely deserves it. When you talk about what he was on defense and on special teams, the guy definitely deserves to be up there and to be mentioned with Julio Jones. He's only in his second year, and he's getting mentioned with Julio Jones. What else could he be?
I mean, the sky is the limit. He plays the kind of nickel cornerback spot, but I feel like that's kind of just a name for that position because he is on the field all the time, especially when you put in the punt returning part of it as well. But I'm glad you said that, John, just because, yes, it is one thing to rank him amongst other cornerbacks and just say, hey, he's the top two cornerback getting paid nothing, basically. You still have him on that fifth round salary that you got him for when you drafted him. And I love the what you said about the guys around him, because I think that really puts into perspective what kind of player he is. He deserves to be amongst those names, even though you don't really get that kind of recognition on maybe the NFL's top 100 to be put up with guys of that caliber. But speaking of guys that are young and cheap and awesome, you have to get into the next guy on the list, and that's Derwin James coming in at number 32 on the list. The Chargers had the number 32, 33, and 34 names on this list, which was pretty funny to see. But Derwin James is the third-ranked safety behind Eddie Jackson and Jamal Adams. And the biggest thing for Derwin James that I saw on Pro Football Focus, he had a grade of 88.3, which was seventh among safeties. And James' 18 pressures were tied for first at the position out of all safeties. He only allowed 0.59 yards in coverage when he was in the slot, which ranked 14th in the league. I mean, the numbers go on and on. You can see his versatility with the pass rushing and the coverage. You saw the hit stick on one of John's favorite plays of the season when he just took out James Conner in the flat and just picked him up and dropped him. He just does everything, John, and that's why it's so hard not to love this guy and get carried away with how good he is.
I'm actually disappointed that he's this low on the list. I personally think he should have been in the top 20. Adams is having a great year, so I think he deserves to be up there. But guys like maybe Grady Jarrett from Atlanta, I think Derwin James should have been above him personally. So I think he should have been top 20, but just that he's getting the recognition he deserves to be at least in the top 40 is great to see. But think about everything he did this year, from being the safety, being a guy that sacks the QB, is in the running game, plays corner. He did everything on the defense and was basically the difference between this year and last year on that defense. Yeah, the running game wasn't the greatest, but it improved greatly with him on there, and so did the guys' mentality. You could see these guys were just having way too much fun, and he was the leader of all that. He's only 32. He could be so much more.
You definitely could have put him higher on this list, and I wouldn't have had a problem with it. But I think when you see, hey, he's the number three safety on this list behind those two guys. I mean, Eddie Jackson just had a phenomenal season in Chicago. A big reason why they were as good as they were was having him on the back end. But it's hard to argue with him being in the number three safety. But I think it just shows you that safeties weren't the thing they were putting near the top. I mean, it's hard to get up on this list if you're not a quarterback, if you're not a wide receiver, a lot of wide receivers in the top of this list. David, what'd you think about Derwin James, and what do you love about Derwin James?
I mean, what's not to love about Derwin James, I think, would be a better question. I mean, he's young, he's stupid athletic, he does multiple different things and does them all well. This is not a jack-of-all-trades, master of none. This is a jack-of-all-trades and master of all. It's just amazing to watch the things that he was able to bring to the table this year. It's crazy. You know, the leadership ability, the speed, the instincts, the intelligence, wrapped up into a very affordable contract. It's just, I say it all the time, but it's still just a wonder how Derwin James dropped to 17. And I guarantee you there is several teams that are absolutely furious with themselves for letting a generational talent like that slip through their fingers.
those other teams have to be pissed off just because of what he was able to do. And Chargers fans have to be ecstatic for what they were able to get from that 17th pick to get a guy that's really game-changing on the defensive side of the ball. And the thing that really makes me the happiest about this is the two highest graded guys you have on this list are both, I mean, first and second year guys. The amount of talent they've been able to bring in with the youth has to be an optimistic sign for the Chargers, who keep getting younger, faster, more athletic seemingly every season. And it makes you excited, that much more excited for the draft, to think of a couple more guys like this coming into the locker room potentially. But we do need to get to Keenan Allen and Phillip Rivers coming up next. All right, guys, back with the Locked On Chargers, going over the Pro Football Focus top 101 players from the 2018 season. And these were two guys that are fittingly one spot away from each other. In this segment, we're going to be talking about Phillip Rivers and Keenan Allen. So Keenan Allen actually finished above Phillip Rivers on this list, so we'll talk about him first. Keenan Allen ranked 33rd out of the 101 players put on this list, you know, having another great season, his third appearance on this list. Keenan Allen finished the year with an overall grade of 90.3, ranking fourth amongst wide receivers, and that makes it 2 years in a row that Allen has earned a top five overall grade at the position. David, what can you say about Keenan Allen, and what do you think, that he's too high on this list, too low, just right? He's the number six receiver that shows up on the list.
Man, I don't know, man. Looking at Keenan Allen and just the body of work he's been able to put together the last two seasons, you know, I think sixth is a pretty good spot, but I don't think there's a better route runner in the NFL than Keenan Allen. I mean, the separation he gets, the crispness of his routes, how reliable he's been, you know, getting first downs and extending, you know, the chain. You saw what happened when, you know, the Patriots took Keenan Allen away in that last game. I mean, it really crippled the offense. So you can't undervalue what he brings to the table. And, you know, I think it's fitting that he is above Phillip Rivers, because, you know, without Keenan Allen, this season probably looked a whole lot different.
Yeah, and it's hard to argue with the receivers ahead of him. I mean, you have DeAndre Hopkins, Michael Thomas, Tyreek Hill, Julio Jones, and Adam Thielen, who are all great receivers who all deserve to be on this list just as much as Keenan Allen does. But to your point, basically all of the games where the Chargers struggled offensively, especially near the end of the season, whether it was against the Ravens or the Broncos or the Patriots, Keenan Allen was slowed down in most of those games. And that really, like you said, crippled the offense and really didn't allow them to get into rhythm, not being able to have him consistently pick up third downs and keep the chains moving. John, what did you think about Keenan Allen's position on this list?
I think it's fitting. I think it's a fitting spot based on all the players that are above him and below him. I think it fits. He definitely had a great year this year and was the difference maker in this year. And as you said, without Keenan Allen, it's not the same type of season we had. And Phillip Rivers being ranked below him, without Keenan Allen, Phillip Rivers probably doesn't have the year he has. So I think it's a fitting position that he has. And the guys above him that you mentioned earlier, those five wide receivers, deserve to be above him. But let's mention this. One of the guys that he is only three spots above is Odell Beckham Jr., who has, even though he didn't have the greatest year because of quarterback play, is still a great wide receiver. And Keenan Allen is ranked above him. And if I remember correctly, in the NFL top 100 during the preseason, Keenan Allen was ranked below him. So, yeah, these are two different websites ranking these players, but that's still a step above what it was preseason to into the regular season. These guys are moving up, and when we talk about Phillip Rivers, it's going to be the same situation, that they moved up after being ranked where they were in the NFL top 100. The Pro Football Focus has them ranked even higher after this season's over.
And not only was he ahead of Odell Beckham Jr., like you said, John, one of the names I, you know, didn't say before him was Antonio Brown. You know, he was better than Antonio Brown this season, which basically the last three seasons has been the best wide receiver in the NFL. So I think that really says all you need to know. And as far as the NFL top 100, it just seems more like a popularity contest than this one does. I mean, they have advanced stats to back up their position on these guys, which is why you see a lot of offensive linemen although not Chargers offensive linemen, up near the top of this list. But, you know, when you see the fact that Phillip Rivers has 112.4 passer rating when he targets Keenan Allen, tells you everything that you need to know. I mean, it just because when you see that number, that's not all contested catches, really, but it shows you how wide open he's able to get. I mean, Phillip Rivers is getting easy throws when he's throwing to Keenan Allen, and Keenan Allen is bringing them down pretty much every single time. So Keenan Allen, everyone knows how good he is. Let's just all toast to the fact that he's been able to have a few healthy seasons in a row to kind of show everyone what he's capable of doing. But talking about passer rating, let's get into the guy that is throwing him the ball, and that is Phillip Rivers. Like I said, kind of funny that they're 33 and 34 on this list, you know, connected as they always are. Phillip Rivers comes in at number four behind Patrick Mahomes, Andrew Luck, and Tom Brady, all guys that made it into the divisional round of the AFC playoffs, which is no surprise to see on here, but also above guys like Aaron Rodgers, above guys like Russell Wilson, and a lot of other really good quarterbacks in the league. So I think you have to be happy with Phillip Rivers ranking on this list. It was his first 90-plus overall grade since 2010, kind of, you know, really showing everyone what we were saying as far as this was a renaissance year for Phillip Rivers. With when he did play action, when the running game was effective, his rating was 129.2. John, that is just a ridiculous rating. And to also have an 83.8 rating when pressured, was seventh in the league. So, I mean, he just does everything well. But when he has a clean pocket, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, hands down.
He is, and he can do it with any wide receiver that you give him. The fact that he has a guy ranked above him in Keenan Allen just makes it a cherry on top. We've seen years where Rivers has had Patrick Creighton,
Robert Meacham.
I mean, we've had all these random guys, and he's still putting up 4,000 yards, 20 to 30 touchdowns. He is just a great quarterback overall, and he's also underrated. And this year, he's actually put fifth on this list. And let's just talk about some guys he's above. If you look at the NFL Top 100, yeah, it's a popularity contest, as Wade said, because it is voted on by the players. But it's still a list that you should reference this. These guys were ranked above Phillip Rivers in that list. You had Carson Wentz. You also had a guy named Case Keenum, Ben Roethlisberger, Cam Newton, Matt Ryan, Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff.
Keep them coming.
And just to show you where Case Keenum ranked, Rivers was 56, Case Keenum was 51st. They had Keenum above Rivers. The guys that belong in front of Rivers would be guys like Tom Brady, Drew Brees. And I mean, you would look at those guys like that and you go, okay, yeah, you know, there's a case to be made. But the fact that you had Matthew Stafford and Case Keenum, just as some of them, even Matt Ryan, were above Rivers in there. And now Rivers is put in a actual respectable position on this list as far as quarterbacks are ranked. It's nice to actually see him getting the recognition he deserves finally, especially after the year he had with the type of coaching he had this year as far as being conservative or having no ability to actually change the play calling game by game. Rivers is still putting up these numbers.
I think what you saw was just more Phillip Rivers having to change things at the line of scrimmage because the plays that they're setting him up with just weren't the ideal play to run, which is why you see the play clock run down to 4 seconds every single time he snaps the ball. And a couple of notable names you left off, those notable wide receivers, were Craig Buster Davis and Seyi Ejiratutu. So to see what he's been able to do, I mean, and that's the wide receivers. Let's not even get into the offensive line he's had to play with in some of these seasons.
Or the random guys he's had too, like Randy McMichael.
Yeah, Randy McMichael. Oh, God. But, I mean, 112.2 passer rating when he has a clean pocket. If that doesn't tell the Chargers that you need to go out and get this guy help right now, I don't know what does. But we're running a little long on this segment, and we still have two more things to get into, and that is Melvin Gordon and who we want to see make the list in 2019. But first, I need to tell you guys that this episode could have been brought to you by your product or your company. If you're looking for a way to find new customers, Podcast listeners are 60% more likely to interact with the sponsors they hear on their podcast. Our demographic is 98% males with a higher education and more traditional earning than most audiences, and you can sponsor the Locked On Chargers podcast and get your product out to thousands and thousands of people just by emailing me at dwade4256@gmail.com. We'll hook you up with a special for the off season because there really is no off season for the Locked On Chargers podcast. All right, guys, time to get into the final player on this Pro Football Focus top 101 players of the 2018 season. And that is Melvin Gordon, who comes in at number 62, which seems like it's low down the list. But, guys, he actually had the highest rushing grade of any running back this season with a 90-plus grade just in running the ball, no pass catching, no pass blocking, any of those other statistics. And he was fourth amongst running backs. So even though he's number 62, there was no running backs in the top 25 on this list. And the guys he's behind are Saquon Barkley, Alvin Kamara, and Christian McCaffrey. So, David, I know 62 seems a little low, but from a banged up season from Melvin Gordon, I think this actually fits.
Yeah, no, I mean, he was hurt towards the end of the year. I mean, even when he was playing, it was very clear that he wasn't the same Melvin Gordon. And I mean, we talked previously, Melvin Gordon really has to be at 100% to use the gifts that he was given. But, you know, to see that he had that, you know, elite rushing grade, you know, it doesn't really surprise me too much because he did raise his yards per carry average pretty significantly this year. I mean, you know, definitely would have loved to see more health out of Melvin Gordon, but, you know, to be able to put up that type of season, even, you know, missing a couple of games, it's respectable. I mean, I'd love to see a little bit more out of Melvin Gordon. I mean, I want to see a guy who's supposed to be one of the focal points of your offense be healthy and contribute the way we want him to when the games mean the most. And obviously that means towards the end of the season and in the playoffs. So, you know, I think, you know, where he's ranked in this list, it's still respectable seeing as that, you know, he's still a top 10 running back, you know, top five, according to Pro Football Focus.
Well, and I know John's going to mention this, but I have to. We were arguing that he should have been on the NFL top 100 because guess who was on that list as the last guy? Carlos Hyde. And look what he did this season. If you still want to say he's a better running back than Melvin Gordon. But I think the biggest thing this season, and it shows on Pro Football Focus, was just his elusiveness. We had a big problem, and Anthony Lynn called him out in his first season as head coach and said, hey, you got to be making more guys miss. And he did that this season, forcing 41 missed tackles, an average of 0.23 missed tackles per touch, which was tied for second best amongst running backs. And he also did it in the passing game. He had the fifth most yards per route run out of all running backs. So you can't forget about that part of his game. And when he was healthy, he was a top running back in this league. But John, like I was saying, the NFL top 100 didn't have him on the list. I'm pretty sure they had 10 other running backs.
If you actually remember, I got to talk to Melvin Gordon's dad right when we were doing that show.
Yep.
And with Melvin Gordon not making the list, he said Melvin Gordon is just focused on doing what he does every day, focused on playing, focused on being successful, focusing on winning. He could care less about the top 100. And by doing that, he actually made himself a respectable person on Pro Football Focus as top 101. But yeah, there was definitely guys ranked above Melvin Gordon that should not have been there, that you aren't even talking about in this list. So for example, we went over how Carlos Hyde was ranked 97th on this list, which was ridiculous. We all even said that there was no way he should have been on that list. But there's also guys like Devontae Freeman, who was ranked 70. He's not even on the Pro Football Focus list. Guys that you can say maybe deserve to be above him, like Ezekiel Elliott and Todd Gurley or Kareem Hunt. Guys like that were on this list. But there's even guys like Mark Ingram, who is on this list, and LeSean McCoy. Melvin Gordon is a better running back than those guys and showed it this year. And the fact that he's getting recognized for it is great. I want to know what's going to happen with the NFL top 100 this year. Like, we're going to have such a great, like, book of evidence, basically, from this Pro Football Focus top 101 to go, okay, why isn't this guy here? Why isn't that guy here? It's going to make for a really fun combo later on this year. But Melvin Gordon definitely definitely showed this year that he deserves to be a top 100 player in this league.
I'm so glad that you brought up that list and talked about all those players, because you did talk about, hey, guys that might have deserved it, like, you know, Ezekiel Elliott or Todd Gurley. Well, guess what? Melvin Gordon's ahead of all those guys on this list right now. And those were, I mean, Todd Gurley had an MVP aspirations this season. But it just shows you that even when Melvin Gordon was scoring more touchdowns than he did this season, he wasn't as good of a running back. Those don't show you everything just because the guy's getting into the end zone. So it's important to keep that in mind as well. I mean, you have to be able to do other things and help your team in other ways besides just getting into the end zone. But we do have one final thing to talk about, and that is who could make this list in the 2019 season. I think there's a few guys that you could consider here, but David, I will start with you for this one. Who is the player that you think could make the Pro Football Focus top 100 players in the 2019 season?
Well, I mean, I think there's one glaring name that is definitely absent from this list, who had a very much a resurgence this year, and that is Daniel Wade's boy, Mike Williams. I think Mike Williams had a great season this year, came back and showed everybody what he was capable of when he's healthy. And, I'm really looking forward to seeing what he's going to bring to the table next season.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, he had an 80 plus grade this year. He was pretty high amongst wide receivers. You could have made an argument to see him possibly way down on this list because he was that good and flat out dominant in some parts of the season. I think consistency is key to be able to bring that every week in and out, I think, is a huge thing for Mike Williams to really get under control now that he has, coming off a fully healthy season, has another offseason, because Keenan Allen shows up every week and Mike Williams just hasn't so far. There's a lot of, two catch games on that game log that he has to do a little bit better with next season. John, who do you want to see on this list next season?
Before I say that, I want to say I am disappointed that I did not see Eckler on this list. I really thought Eckler should have been towards the bottom of this list because he at one point was the number one ranked running back on Pro Football Focus, and he's not even in the top 100. It kind of bothers me. So, I mean, that could be a guy maybe to see next year just because of what he had at one point this year. But if I had to pick one guy, I got to see Joey Bosa on this list next year. He has to come back healthy, no injury, and he has to be on this list as well as maybe – Melvin Ingram, but Bosa for sure has to make this list next year.
Yeah, and Melvin Ingram actually got a little nod from Pro Football Focus as one of the top 10 players who should enjoy a bounce back season in 2019. So I think you could absolutely see both of those guys, and should at least see Joey Bosa. I mean, not just on this list, but maybe in the top 25 of this list if he gets up to where we thought his ceiling was and what he's been when he's at his best. So I love those picks. I think you could see Casey Hayward on this list next season because guess what? He's been on it. He's a guy that kind of, instead of having to take a leap to get to that level, just has to get back to that level. So that might be wishful thinking for me on Casey Hayward. But a couple dark horse candidates I have for this are Kazir White, who is a guy we barely saw this season, a guy that John was super high on in the draft process, and a guy who started immediately coming out of training camp and preseason before he got injured, is a guy I could hopefully see, become one of those sideline to sideline linebackers that everybody loves. I would love to see him, and maybe even a little bit of Forrest Lamp, because he basically said in an interview — we're talking to Eric Williams later on this week and we'll talk to him more about it — but he said in an interview that, he wasn't really ready until week 7 or 8. And Anthony Lynn basically told him, hey, it's just too late. I have these guys, they've been playing together for months. It's too late to try to change it up, which is kind of what we were theorizing. But to put those words on it and to have Anthony Lynn, have his name on that makes it a lot clearer. So I think Forrest Lamp has a good chance of possibly being the best offensive lineman on the Chargers next season. And that's the one thing they're missing on this list, is an offensive lineman.
And maybe even our 2019 fifth-round draft pick.
Yeah, John, that's a great point you bring up right there, because that round has got us some pretty noticeable players. It got us Desmond King. It also got us Jatavis Brown when he came in and was a rookie phenomenon. So, yeah, I love that. But that does wrap things up for today's show. Thank you, everyone, for coming back. And thank you for everyone who's checking us out for the first time. I mean, like I said earlier, later in this week, we're going to be interviewing Eric Williams. That'll probably be a Friday show this week. Going to talk to him for at least a couple of segments. You're going to want to hear about that because he's been talking about Forrest Lamp, Chargers selecting a quarterback in the draft, and there's a bunch of other questions that we have for him. So check back in with us then. And until then, follow us on Twitter at LockedOnLAC. We're going to do a bunch of questions like we did yesterday, kind of talking about, you know, who would you rather have, Michael Davis or Trevor Williams? And I have a few more in mind I'm going to put on there and get your guys' thoughts on. And also like the Facebook page, Locked On Chargers, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your podcast from and leave us a 5-star review. We would really appreciate it. And we still want to get your voice on the show on the Locked On Chargers voicemail line. The number is 323-524-7924. You can also text it. We will answer it. We will play it on the show. We actually had Barnaby text into the show his basketball roster for last week, so we'll give him a shout-out. He had Austin Eckler as the point guard, Mike Williams shooting guard, Antonio Gates, Melvin Ingram, and Joey Bosa at center. The water boy is Jahlil Adai. So thank you, Barnaby, for putting that into us. We appreciate it. And we will play any text message, any voicemail on the show. If you guys call that Locked On Chargers voicemail, 323-524-7924. But we will talk to you guys later. Take it easy and go Bolts.